The announcement Monday that Ion Iliescu, the twice president of Romania, along with two other high-ranking officials, had been charged with crimes against humanity, surprised many here in Romania. Iliescu, who was elected president shortly after the revolution and served a second term between 2000 and 2004, is one of Romania's elder statesmen. However, prosecutors alleged that the 89-year-old, along with Gelu Voican Voiculescu, who had later become deputy prime minister, spread misinformation through televised appearances and press releases during the chaotic days immediately after the arrest of communist dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu on December the 22nd, 1989. This, prosecutors allege, contributed towards a state of general psychosis triggering friendly fire, chaotic shooting and contradictory military orders. 862 people would die during the revolution, with more than 2,100 injured. Critics have long accused Iliescu of stealing the revolution from the people. A third man, Iosif Rus, a former Air Force commander, is accused of ordering a regiment to change its insignia, resulting in friendly fire that left 48 dead. Announcing the indictment, Romania's Attorney General, Augustin Laza, stressed the importance of this moment.
It is a special moment for military justice and for Romanian justice in general, a moment that marks the fulfillment of a professional duty, but also a duty of honour to history and to the homeland.
He also apologised for the years it has taken for the investigation to reach this point.
To end, I want to publicly convey the apologies of the public ministry for the length of the criminal investigation, which lasted almost 30 years.
Many people have questioned Romania's willingness to shine a light on the events of those bloody days that brought an end to communist rule. The Revolution File, as it's called, is one of Romania's longest and most controversial investigations. It was closed without indictments in 2009, but was reopened again in 2016 following a ruling by the European Court of Human Rights. Prosecutors have now gathered thousands of volumes of evidence, much of it coming in the last few years. Dan Lazar, a political science lecturer at the University of Bucharest, sees the challenges.
Searching for the truth after so many years is quite a difficult job. To make things even more complicated, some probes have gone in the meantime. But anyway, the events following December 22 have to be explained, and those who seized the power should respond to this question. Who is responsible for the violent events after Ceaușescu fled Bucharest, that is, after the fall of the communist regime?
Iliescu has long maintained his innocence. Voiculescu, one of the other men indicted, pushed back strongly this week during an interview with local broadcaster Digi24, while also personally attacking the Attorney General.
I am so choked by indignation that I can't find my words. This man, morally and professionally compromised, complicit with the torturers before the revolution, has the boldness of appearing in public and talking about the revolution, which is basically the founding event of the new order and the age in which we live.
Even so, the country's current president, Klaus Iohannis, welcomed the announcement, saying that finalizing the judicial investigation is a necessary act and that the crimes of the revolution cannot go unpunished. With the case now passing to the courts, though with no trial date set, many will be watching to see what happens next, and to see if, finally, after 3 decades, answers and perhaps some justice can be found. Kit Gillett for DW in Bucharest, Romania.